What is your God's name? Part 39. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Jehovah's South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written, especially the book What is your God's name, which is available, quite a thick A5 book, please contact us at our WhatsApp number 0722-367-124, or just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you will participate in the study, you are very welcome, but I urge you to go to part 1 because you have missed quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notification of the studies. Of course, we're busy with different studies as well. And please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible ready if you do not have a restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible. It's important to know whether you do not associate yourself with the foreign people, any messianic groups, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Roots movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Yah movement, Seventh-day Adventists, Jehovah Witnesses. We are not affiliated to any church, denomination or organization in the world. We are only an end-time Bible study group and we are functioning throughout the world. We are mainly using the ancient Hebrew Sacred Name Bible, the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, which was translated by Dr. Joseph Briant Rottenham in 1860. According to this Bible, the name Jesus was originally Yahushua. The name God was originally Elohim or Hashim. The name Lord was originally Yahweh. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. And we do not refer to ourselves as Christians, but as Yahwist in 1 Peter 4 verse 16. I trust that this study is going to be a blessing unto you in the wonderful name of Yahushua. We now are going to continue where we left off last week. Again, I need to emphasize, you must watch my hands because I will make brackets where I will put certain words in brackets to make the scripture or the discussion easily understandable. John 7 verse 9 to 12. John 7 verse 9 to 12 and verse 26. We start with John 7. John 17. John 17 verse 9. John 17 verse 9 to 12 and verse 26. Alright. Verse 9. I, looking at my fingers, Yahushua, pray to them, my fingers, my bride. I pray not for the world, but for them, my bride, even in this 21st century, which thou, Yahweh, my Elohim, has given me. Who is it? Yahushua. For thine, my bride, are also thine. Who is it? The Father's. For Yahweh, the Father. Now listen to verse 10. And all thine, Yahweh, my Father, are mine. But in other words, everything that belongs to the Father also belongs to the Son. Because the Son declares, unto me is given all power in heaven and earth. Father has given everything to the Son. But now he's talking about the bride. And all that's thine, Yahweh, my Father's, are mine. And all that are mine, that's the Son, are thine, the Father's. And I, Yahushua, am glorified in them, in brackets, my bride, which thou hast given me, even in this 21st century, which means us. We are in his hands, and nobody can take us out of his hands, except one person. Do you know that? Who's the one person that, it's not the Satan or the devil, it's yourself. Only me can remove myself out of the hand of Yahweh or Yahushua. According to this scripture, everything which belongs to the Father, Yahweh, our Elohim, also belongs to Yahushua, the Son. Without realizing that, we as part of the bride of Yahushua are the objects through which Yahushua is glorified. In the next scripture, we need to pay attention to the request of Yahushua to his Father. verse 11, and now I, Yahushua, your son, am no more in the world. Yahushua says, no more in the world. But these, my fingers, my bride, are in the world, and I, Yahushua, come to thee. Let me just say it again. I'm no more in the world, but these, my bride, are in the world, and I, Yahushua, come to thee. Yaffa, my Elohim, or my Father, comes to them. Holy Father, keep through thine own name, look at that. Keep through thine own name those, in brackets, namely my bride, even in this 21st century, whom thou hast given me, Yahushua, your son, that they, that's my bride, may be one as we are one. Yahushua says he and the Father is one, and the bride need to be one with Yahushua. How? Through the redemption blood of Yahushua, new birth in the immersing for the forgiveness of your sin in the name of Yahushua. Acts 2:36-42. Hallelujah. On that day, 3,000 people were immersed in the name of Yahushua through the forgiveness of their sin. Verse 12, while I, Yahushua, was with them, my bride, in the world, I, Yahushua, kept them in thy name, the name of Yahweh, my Father, who those that thou, Father, givest me, Yahushua, I have kept, and none of them is lost. Look at my hands, not even in this 21st century, but the son of prediction, look at what he said, the Satan, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Hallelujah. Verse 26. And I, Yahushua, your son, have declared unto them, that's my bride, thy name, the name of Yahweh my Elohim, and will declare it your holy name, that the love thou, Yahweh my Father, has loved me, that's Yahushua your son, may be in them, that's my bride, who are called by your name, Yahweh my Father, and I, Yahushua, in them, even my bride in this 21st century. Now I know it's a bit awkward looking at the fingers all the time, but that's the way that you understand where it's been at. If you have the book, the handbook, What's Your God's Name, then you will see that because it's in brackets. It's brought in brackets. So easy understandable. We as part of the bride of Yahushua now understands from the scriptures that we are a separated nation called by the name of Yahweh our Father, the son Yahushua, was ordained to be the final sacrificial lamb, Yahushua, for the sins of the bride who are called by his name. Hallelujah. I pray and believe that you follow the study, that the facts and truth as revealed shall start speaking to your heart, not your heart, your soul's dimension. This can't be a coincidence, never. Yahweh our Father, through the Ruach HaKodesh, is vigorously gathering the bride of Yahushua, even in this 21st century. Are you part of the bride? Do you know these names? Or are you blinded by traditional teachings of church dogma and Roman Catholic Church theology? Only you will know. With the above information, we are ready to discover how Yahweh our Father proclaimed his own name. Yahweh our Father has proclaimed his own name. That's 6.12, if you had the handbook. In the next part of your study, I will humbly urge you to pay attention, special attention to the fact that the son Yahushua used the very same name and the title referring to his father Yahweh. We already know that this is not a coincidence. Why? Because he said he inherited his father's name. He inherited his father's name. We've got to study a lot of scriptures now. It is very important to notice how the name Lord, L-O-R-D, capital letters, in the following scripture is spelled with capital letters. As we already know, the reason is that according to the original ancient Hebrew language, the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, the name Yahweh was always spelled with capital letters. Exodus 34 verse 5 and 6. Verse 5. Exodus 34 verse 5. And the Lord, capital letters, L-O-R-D, and the Lord, in brackets, Yahushua, descend in the clouds. It what? And the Lord, Yahushua, descend in the clouds and stood with him, Moses there, and proclaimed the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord. What is the name of the Lord? If I ask you now, what is the name of the Lord? What's the name of the Lord? It's either Yahweh or Yahushua. Can either be one of the two, or both, because they also had both the very same names. Yahweh, the Father, the Creator of heaven and earth, Yahweh, the Son, Shua, S-H-U-A, Yahushua. Shua means Redeemer, Savior. We already know the name Lord, capital letters, or Lord, capital L, was translated by the Roman Catholic Church from the name Yahweh, which was and will always be our Creator's name, and for that reason was it written 6,823 times in the Old Testament with capital letters. 6,823 times with capital letters, Yahweh. And 127 times in the New Testament, Yahweh, capital letters. When reading the English translation where we find the name Lord, 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 in capital letters, it means that the Roman Catholic translators acknowledged the fact that the name Yahweh was written in capital letters in the ancient Hebrew language. It is well documented that the name Lord, capital letters, of Lord, one letter, capital letter, actually means Baal. I've said it before, we're going to read it now again. The word Lord, either capital letters or one capital letter, means Baal or Bali, referring to the ancient pagan gods, according to Hosea 2 verse 15 to 17. Hosea verse 15. And I, look at my fingers, Yahweh your Elohim, will give her, that's Israel, excuse me, I just need to just smooth my vocal cords. And I, Yahweh your Elohim, will give her, Israel, her vineyards from thence, and the valley of Achor for a door of hope. And she, Israel, shall sing there as the days of her youth, and as the days when she come out of the land of Egypt. Now listen, in brackets. When Israel was led out by Moses into the desert. We must understand by this time that the nation of Israel was kept in captivity in Egypt, and even on the way to the promised land. That was actually for 420 years. And even on their way to the promised land, they were worshipping the very same pagan gods as the people in Egypt did. Every time when there was a little hindering or a delay, they made themselves pagan gods to worship. Verse 16. And it shall be at that day, saith the Lord. Capital letters, L-O-R-D. Yahweh, your Elohim, that thou, Israel, shall call me Ishi, I-S-H-I, Ishi, and shall call me no more Bali, He shall call me Isi and no more Bali. So what does the name Lord mean? Means Bali. After reading the scripture, we understand that Israel knew the pagan names. One of them was an idol god known as Balaam or Bali or Baal, translated into English as Lord, L-O-R-D. Lord also referred to the Greek, which is Kyrios and Theos, which was Nimrod, Ra, Zeus, Isis, the sun god, Bali or Lord. Later it was translated to, because also Isi, Isis. You have Nimrod, you have the Greek Zeus, Isis, I-S-I-S, that is who Jesus became later on. It was first Yahshua, who was translated to Isis, who later became Jesus. You know that by now. After reading the scripture, and still understand that Israel knew the pagan god's name. One of them was idol gods known as Baalim and Baali or Baal, translated into English as Lord, all capital letters. And centuries later as Lord, one capital Lord letter, as you know, many times in the 1611 King James Bible. Verse 17, for I, and I, Yahweh your Elohim, will take away the names of Balaam, which is Lord or Lord, the pagan gods, out of the mouth, and they, even the Protestant churches in the 21st century, shall no more be called, remembered by the name. He says, I just want to read it. He says, and I, Yahweh your Elohim, will take away the names of Balaam, that's Lord or Lord, the pagan gods, out of the mouth, and they, even the Protestant churches in the 21st century, shall no more be remembered by the name Lord or Balaam or Bali or Baal. I, as the professor, can't add anything to this scripture. This scripture speaks for itself. Let us read Exodus 34, verse 6. Exodus 34, verse 6. And the Lord, capital letters, which we now know is Baal, Bali, passed by before him. Now, when it says, when the Lord, we know that Lord is actually in the Hebrew Bible, Yahweh, our Elohim, passed by before him, that's Moses, and proclaimed, the Lord, Yahweh Shua, the Lord God, Yahweh your Elohim, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. Yahweh, our Elohim, speaks about the existence of his son, Yahshua, even in the time of Moses. Have you noticed the name Lord or Baal in the scripture? By inheritance, the son, Yahshua, inherited a more excellent name than all the other angels, according to Hebrew 1 verse 4 and 5. Yahshua answered the adversary with a question from the Old Testament containing his father's name Yahweh. Yo. Matthew 24, verse 4. Verse 4. But he, Yahshua, answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahweh our Elohim. Man shall live from every word. Deuteronomy 8 verse 3 and verse 7. When studying the scripture, we will find that the very same wording occurred exactly in the same way in these scriptures. We shall call it coincidence. Never. Can't be coincidence. Verse 3. And ye, Yahweh our Elohim, look at my hands, humbled thee, Moses and Israel, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy Moses' fathers know, that he, Yahweh El Elohim, might make thee known to both men, not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord. The Lord, says that's the King James Version, Yahweh El Elohim, doth man live. Same wording. What we find in these scriptures and the following scriptures is the fact that the Old Testament confirms exactly what the New Testament say. And the New Testament confirms exactly what the Old Testament has already said. As a student, you now need to take note of the name Lord, capital letters, and Lord, one single letter. And God, capital letter G, or God, small g, G-O-D, in the following scriptures. It's a pity you don't have the handbook so you can see the capital and small letters, but of course I've got to pronounce it, I've got to say it. It's a capital or small letters, but if you had the handbook, you would have just seen it straight away. Deuteronomy 6, verse 16. Yea, Israel, look at my hands, shall not tempt the Lord, L-O-R-D, capital letters, your God, which is Yahweh, your Elohim, as you tempted him in Massa. Now in Matthew 24, 7, verse 9 and 19. Matthew 4, verse 7, verse 9 and verse 19, verse 7. Yahushua, Bible says in 611, Jesus, said unto him, that's Satan. Now you will see if you read my book, the word Satan I spell with a small letter S, because I don't give any glory to the Satan or any demons or evil spirits. The moment that you write Satan in any Bible with a capital S, you are giving glory to Satan. Yahushua, or Jesus in brackets, said unto him, that Satan, it is written again, thou, Yahushua, shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Yahweh, my Elohim. The Lord, my God. Lord, small letter, L-O-R-D. And, in brackets, the Satan said unto him, he's him, Yahushua, all these things will I, Satan, give unto thee, Yahushua, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Before time, this was a Satan's request from the heavenly angels. He wanted to be worshipped as Yahweh El Elohim. Now again, in the above scripture, he's in the process of convincing Yahushua to worship him. That's why he was cast out of heaven with a third of heaven's angels, because he wanted to sit on the throne. The Bible says, on the mountain, to glory be glorified on the mountain. No, it's not the mountain. The throne of Yahweh. There's a figurative speech again, which people never understood. Now again, in the above scripture, he is the process of convincing Yahushua to worship him. In this 21st century, the very same is happening through a one world religion and the new age. He still desired to be worshipped through the Roman Catholic Pope and other Eastern religions. The Roman Catholic Church claims we all today in 2024 are worshipping the very same God. As part of the bride of Yahushua, I reject this claim. I worship a risen Yahushua who has ascended and will in the future return for his bride to take us home. And in Greek, that's called the parousia at the coming of Yahushua. Hallelujah. And that's what we're living for. Either there's two ways. Or I'm going to die and I'm going to live out and live in with Yahushua in paradise. Or otherwise, we will be changed with the coming of Yahushua, the parousia, from a mortal to immortality, from an earthly into a heavenly body. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 27 to 58, we will be caught up into the air, changed in glorified bodies. Hallelujah. Right, it says, and, verse 19, and he, Yahushua, said unto them, the disciples, follow me, and I, Yahushua, will make you fishers of men. Hallelujah. Observe the fulfillment of the scripture from the book of Deuteronomy 1 verse 13. Verse 13. Take your wish, men, and understanding, and know among your tribes, and I, Yahashua, will make them ruler over you. He said, what? I, Yahashua, will make you a ruler over you. The Son inherited the most holy name in heaven. Hallelujah. Ooh. When studying the following scriptures, we will realize that from before time until the end of the world, that in heaven and on earth, nobody ever inherited a name such as the Son of Yahweh El Elohim. There is no other name by which man can or will be saved except the name of Yahashua. Now, the question must be, what about people like my father and other people and my mother and who never had the opportunity, or maybe your relatives and people before us, generations before us, for the last 600 years and even longer. People that never ever had the opportunity to come to know about the revelation names, the Hebrew revelation names, as Yahweh, Yahashua, the Ruach HaKodesh, and. What about them? Are they going to hell? Are they condemned just because they didn't know his name? Although the scripture says you are saved by the name of Yahashua. The name Yahashua. Except in the name of Yahashua. Now, when these people, when they live in holiness, they were not immersed in the name of Yahashua. But they were maybe immersed in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, according to Matthew 28, verse 19, or the name of Jesus Christ to the remission of sin, Acts 2, verse 36 to 41. They didn't know better. I didn't know better. Up till 13 years ago, I didn't know anything better. And that's why when this gospel in the revelation names came to me, I didn't want to know anything about it. I rebuked it in the name of Jesus. The scripture says if even an angel comes from heaven with an other gospel in contrary to what I've taught you, says Apostle Paul, let him be cursed. You see, they didn't knew because we haven't translated the Bibles that we were reading from. Like the 1611 King James and the Afrikaans 1933 and 1953 Bibles. We didn't translate any Bibles at all. A lot of us were churchgoers. You understand what I'm saying? We were saved in the church and we were carrying on from there. And others were saved in different ways. They never knew anything about the gospel. So are they condemned? No. The guy on the cross, hanging there, there's two sinners, one on the left, one on the right. The one on the left says, if you are God, release us all from the cross. The one on the right says, Yahashua, please bear me in mind. I'm doing a translation here from Afrikaans to English. And Yahashua says, today you will be with me in paradise. Paradise is in third heaven. Apostle Paul says, paradise in third heaven. Never was on earth. Never, ever, never, ever. There's three times in the Bible that it refers to paradise and every time in heaven. So what happened? The guy on the cross, he became in a conversation with Yahashua hanging on the cross. They all three were there. And this guy on the right said, have mercy on my soul. And he received grace. He accepted Yahashua as his Savior and his Redeemer. But there was no way to get off the cross to go and be immersed in the name of Yahashua. There's not a way. And he still made the third heaven without being immersed in the name of Yahashua. So why just to the third heaven? paradise. Because that is where the marriage is going to take place. And the bride will come with the bridegroom to paradise. And all these souls, my father and pastors and friends and your relatives who never knew anything better than the name Jesus, but lived in holiness and died in Jesus, you will find them all in paradise. But they can never be part of the bride of Yahushua, because the Bible says, accept the name of Yahushua. You've got to be part of the bride of Yahushua. You need to inherit the name of the bridegroom. And his name was never Jesus. You understand? The guy on the cross. He knew Yahushua. He didn't know him by Jesus. Because the name Jesus was only created in the 16th century. He knew him by the name Yahushua. And he only made it up to the third heaven, which is paradise. And that's where the marriage occasion is going to happen. And once the marriage has happened between the bride and the bridegroom, the guest, my father and your family and whoever, they're going to remain at the occasion, at the ceremony, and the bride and the bridegroom will ascend into the seventh heaven, into the honeymoon suite. They will ascend further up into the heavens. Do we understand that? And that's why Yahushua said to Nicodemus, and I'm going to end here. Go read John 3, verse 3 and verse 5. He says to Nicodemus, you need to be, if you want to, he says, Nicodemus said, what must I do? Yahushua swears, he said, very, very, I say to you, if you're not born again of water and spirit, you want to see the kingdom of my Father. Born again means immersed. Nicodemus says, how do I go into the womb of my mother a second time? Yahushua swears a second time. Verily I say unto you, if you are not born again of water and spirit, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. The first time you don't see it, the next time you won't enter it. But the guy on the cross was not immersed, but he entered into the kingdom. In the third heaven, that's even the kingdom. You see, we were made to understand that the kingdom is the heaven. No, that kingdom which Yahushua is explaining to Nicodemus is the honeymoon suite. It's a honeymoon suite where the bride and the bridegroom will reveal themselves unto one another. You understand that? So that's actually very, very easy to understand. So not understanding, not having the names to worship, because my father and them, if they had the opportunity to discover these names and these revelations that we have, he would surely have lived in it, and so would others, and maybe your family and friends and whoever. But they never had the opportunity. But they're still going to be in heaven. And next week, I'm going to say a bit more about it. Until next week, if it's Yahushua's will, Maranatha, Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.